New Hampshire opens new charitable casino as Concord Casino remains closed. A new casino has opened in New Hampshire, marking another milestone in the state's expanding gambling industry. The Revo Casino and Social House, located in Lebanon, began operations on Wednesday and joins the growing network of charitable casinos across the Granite State. With this addition, New Hampshire now boasts 12 such facilities. The Revo Casino is owned by a California-based entertainment company that operates 4 casinos in New Hampshire. All gaming establishments in the state are run by out-of-state entities, with many being managed by companies from Las Vegas, Nevada. Under state law, a portion of all gaming revenue is directed toward registered nonprofit organizations, ensuring that gambling activities contribute to local charitable causes. In 2022, charitable contributions from games of chance and historic horse race machines, a type of slot game permitted under New Hampshire regulations, amounted to more than $22 million. This highlights the dual role of casinos in the state as entertainment hubs and significant contributors to charitable funding. Additionally, casino operations generate revenue for the state through taxation. In 2023, the state collected over $21 million in taxes from gaming activities, further emphasizing the economic importance of the industry to New Hampshire. As the industry grows, further expansion is on the horizon. A new facility called the Nash is under construction at the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua. This multi-level gaming complex has been actively recruiting staff, holding several hiring events to fill hundreds of positions in anticipation of its opening later this winter. The Nash aims to offer a comprehensive entertainment experience, including loyalty programs, restaurants, bars, and live performances, bringing a taste of larger gambling destinations to New Hampshire residents. Industry professionals, such as the Nash's general manager Eric Althaus, emphasize that modern casinos provide more than just gaming opportunities. These facilities aim to replicate the vibrant entertainment experiences associated with major hubs like Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Althaus highlighted the full range of amenities planned for the Nash, aiming to appeal to a broad audience and enhance the local entertainment scene. Responsible gambling awareness heightened. With the rapid expansion of casinos in New Hampshire, concerns about responsible gambling are also coming to the forefront. Marlene Warner, the head of the Massachusetts Council on Gaming and Health, has pointed out the need for coordinated efforts between states, operators, and advocacy groups to address problem gambling. Warner emphasized that while various entities have their own programs and resources, there is a growing need for a unified approach to safeguard players and promote healthy gaming practices. To address these concerns, operators like the Nash are implementing training programs for employees to identify and assist individuals displaying signs of problem gambling. Althaus explained that staff members will be trained to recognize behavioral indicators suggesting that a player may not be in the right mindset for gaming. This initiative is aimed at fostering a safe and responsible environment for all patrons while maintaining the casino's role as a source of entertainment. Meanwhile, as new casinos like Revo Casino and the Nash prepare to establish themselves, the Concord Casino remains closed. The casino's embattled owner, former Senator Andy Sanborn, is currently fighting efforts to revoke his license.